Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Senator Hutchinson, in the coming days. Has she introduced it yet, and what are you hearing about it?
No, she hasn't introduced it yet. This is Kay Bailey Hutchinson along with John McCain and several other Republicans. Their bill is an alternative to the bill from Joe Lieberman and Susan Collins, which is sort of on the fast track right now in the Senate.
And I know she has a lot of concerns, and I was at the hearing where they looked at this bill, and Senator McCain was very specific about some of his concerns about the Lieberman, Collins, Carper, Rockefeller, I think it keeps going, Bill. Right. Give me a sense of what those concerns are.
Sure. There are a variety of substantive concerns. Basically, they feel that it takes too much of a regulatory approach. The idea is that the Lieberman bill would give the Homeland Security Department certain regulatory powers over these computer networks that are deemed critical infrastructure, so most likely electrical grids, say dams, air traffic control, those sorts of things. And so they'd rather see something that's more about sort of promoting information sharing. Although one of their main complaints is less about the substance of the bill and more about the process. They feel like, so the bill is headed straight to the Senate floor without going through any committee process, aside from that one hearing. There's not going to be any markups. And obviously, cybersecurity is an issue that touches a lot of different committees. So all these different committees all want to get a piece of it. And whereas the Democrats are sending this one straight to the Senate floor.
Now, that bill, the former bill, the big bill, the Lieberman, Collins, et cetera bill,
right,
was, golly, 3 years in the making. And they're saying they consulted with everybody and their brother for all these 3 years to try to get this crafted. So was the McCain response rushed into writing so that they would have something to stop this, what looked to them like a juggernaut? Or did they also think about theirs for 3 years?
The first time that there was any mention of this alternative bill was at that hearing where McCain had his complaints and he said, we're going to have our own bill. And Lieberman was sort of shaking his head, but he said, you know, great, we'd love to see your bill. We'll incorporate elements of it. So basically what Lieberman and other supporters of the main bill are saying is that they've been working on this issue for a long time, which is true, but the bill itself was only introduced recently. And so they feel like they've sort of struck the right balance between all these different interests, and they don't really want to give all these other committees a chance to change it, and then maybe, you know, they change it in a way that, say, would make privacy advocates really upset, or a variety of ways that could, they feel like they've struck the right balance there already.
But we don't know what specifically in the McCain and Hutchinson bill yet, so that's different from what's in the main bill, or the first bill.
Right. I mean, you could probably make some educated guesses based on what their main complaints have been. Again, they would rather see more about just promoting information sharing to combat these cybersecurity threats rather than giving regulatory power. Also, one of McCain's complaints was he'd rather see the National Security Agency have more of a role, whereas that's the sort of thing that that Lieberman and sort of Rockefeller are worried about, giving spy agencies too much power. That's the sort of thing that would make the ACLU, other privacy advocates, much more upset. So that's something they're trying to avoid, whereas McCain and the other Republicans feel like that's something that these agencies have the expertise and they should be more involved in that.
We're speaking with Brendan Sasso, a staff writer for The Hill newspaper.
Are you getting any sense that there's some negotiations going on between the one bill that sponsored Lieberman, Collins, Carper, Rockefeller, and then the McCain-Hutchinson folks? Or are we past that and we have to wait until everything gets introduced and then there'll be those negotiations on the floor of the Senate?
Well, I think that what Lieberman and Rockefeller and those other senators are saying is that they're open to negotiations. They've been saying that they've been reaching out to these senators for months and willing to listen to their ideas, and that these other senators have been not as cooperative, that they feel like they don't really want to participate in the process and are just going to kind of go their own way. But I think it's a danger that if this becomes partisan, because Collins is involved, there are Republicans who are involved in this main bill, but if it becomes a mostly Democratic issue, I think that's a danger. Even if they can get it through the Senate, they still have to get it through the House. And so they're definitely going to have to come up with a way to make sure that this isn't seen as the Democrats' proposal.
Now, the House, of course, is concerned with its whole big card deck, really, of small business bills. Is there really anything forming in the House on the cybersecurity front that would give them something to go to conference with should something pass in the Senate?
Right. You know, that's a great question. The House has a lot of different bills that haven't really gone anywhere. And so I'm not exactly sure what – I mean, so in the Senate, the Senate bill is on the fast track. Reid is bringing it to the Senate floor soon. So obviously that'll put pressure on the House, but I'm not sure exactly what the next step in the House is on the cybersecurity front.
This disagreement over this critical infrastructure protection, the regulatory approach that some people believe that Lieberman-Collins bill is taking versus what others don't want to take, is that going to stop the entire bill? Because also included in the bill is, for instance, changes to DHS roles and responsibilities to protect federal networks and update to the Federal Information Security Management Act. So there's some significant pieces in there. Do you foresee maybe some of these other pieces getting through, but the critical infrastructure piece being maybe put on hold for a little while?
That's possible. I mean, the critical infrastructure piece is the main component of the Lieberman-Collins bill. But there are a lot of other issues floating around. So, I mean, one issue that they're saying that they're open to adding to the bill is a data breach. So it would be a requirement. A lot of states have a requirement that if a company gets their information hacked, they have to notify their customers that, you know, oh, your credit card information just got stolen from us. But there's no national standard, so it could be confusing for national companies what different requirements they have to comply with. So there's a lot of support on both sides of the aisle to create one national standard for that. And so that's something that isn't in the Lieberman-Collins bill, but they've said that they're open to adding that. And that's also a bill that's been in the House but hasn't really moved anywhere.
So what are the bookies saying? Are we going to get a bill this session?
It's a good question. I mean, obviously there are people in the Senate who are pushing it. There's been some people have been wondering whether the big explosion over SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, has made lawmakers jittery over anything that they feel like is messing with the internet. And so it's a good question whether that will maybe make people a little more wary, even though obviously this is a completely separate issue.